Pasha begins Labal b'nei Yisrael v'ichu li truma. First Rashi says v'ichu li truma is li l'shmi. The obvious question is, what's the dogish over here that the Mishkan has to be built l'shma? All mitzvahs have to be done l'shma, mitzvahs to be kavana. What's the dogish over here by the Mishkan that everything in the Mishkan has to be v'ichu li l'shmi? And b'chlal, boy from Klola, we have to understand, why did the Eibishter have to collect the Shnora from Klal Yisrael, the whole Mishkan? You know, the Mishkan is Shlishi, we're going to come down in a few one Shitta of Eish. What did the Eibishter need Klal Yisrael to donate Zav, Kesev, Nechoshes, to give up their wealth, Ki'ilu, for the Mishkan? What's life, what's in you? Mishkan was divided into three areas. The innermost one is the Kodesh Kodoshim. Boy from Klali, one has to understand what purpose does the Kodesh Kodoshim serve. The other Makoimus were full of Avodah. The Chotzer had the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, and the Almoyed has the Oren and the Menorah, the Menorah and the Shulchan, Mizbeach HaKtoyos. Bustling activity. The Kodesh Kodoshim was dark. Once a year, just about, the Kohen Gadol went in, hopefully he came out alive. What's the purpose the Kodesh Kodashim serve?
The iron was there.
Oh, so what purpose does the iron serve? The iron is, what was the purpose of the iron? Shaya iron shall Yisrael, say Chazal. Iron shall Yisrael, that's what the menorah was, the iron. That's Shaya Shalevis, oil and leh. What iron did the iron give to Klal Yisrael? Talking about the Kalim, talking about the iron. As the pasuk says, "V'osa aron at yishitim." So Rashi says, "Since Shatante Rashi, Rashi says, what's an aron? Aron is aronis shoisim beli raglaim. So what's the aron? Aron is something that you make without legs. So Rashi's not teaching us carpentry here. What's the dogish? Well, why does the aron have to be something without raglaim? Chutz mizeh, aron had a very strange. First of all, the aron had badim. Few kelim had badim. What was special about the aron's badim? Le'yasur mimenu. The badim of the aron are part of the aron, intrinsic part of the aron. You weren't allowed to move them. Why were the badim not allowed to be taken out of the aron? And what was on top of the aron? You had the kapayrus and you had the kruvim. For your kruvim person can find the mala. The kruvim were spread out wings. You have to understand what the inyan of the kruvim spreading out wings. And then seeing that the Aron and Menorah are related, we see that the Menorah has a certain opposite to the Aron. The Menorah dafka does have raglaim. Miksha te'osa Menorah yirecha, says Rashi, shloisha hua regal shulmata shloisha raglaim yetzin himenu lemata. So the raglaim, the Menorah is based on shloisha raglaim. The Aron doesn't have any raglaim, the Menorah is based on shloisha raglaim. We know the Menorah was the special avodah for the Kohen Gadol, the special avodah for Aron HaKohen. Aron HaKohen and Chadishas Adas, by the Chanukas and the Nesiim, that everybody brought up so many korbanos, he didn't bring up korbanos. So what does it say? It says, the Eibishter said to Aron HaKohen, don't worry, Sh'ata Madlik Ometev at the nearest. You're Madlik and you're Ometev the nearest. What was the menorah more unique to Aron HaKohen than all the other avodahs that Aron HaKohen did on a daily basis, korbanos, etc.? And what was the avodah of the menorah? The avodah of the menorah is two things. He was Madlik the Neiris and he was Metiv the Neiris. No, Madlik the Neiris is a big avoider. Metiv the Neiris, you get a cleaning company. Metiv the Neiris just means taking out all the burnt out stuff, cleaning it out and putting the new ones. What's the avoider of a Tavas the Neiris? And when the Eibishter was Mechazek, was Moedet, Aron HaKohen, the Eibishter says, Shatam Madlik, or Metiv the Neiris, Mashmad, the Tavas the Neiris is a avoider Gedoyla. What's the avoider of a Tavas the Neiris? The biggest pella of the whole thing is that l'chayr, we look always at the Mishkan as being a mokum of avoida. We look at the Beis HaMikdash as being a mokum of avoida. If you look at Chazal, you see that the Mishkan wasn't a mokum. It was a mokum of avoida, but that wasn't the main part of the Mishkan. The main part of the Mishkan is the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of Torah. We know that the Balaturim writes, Truma is Rosh HaTevis, Torah Mem. The Medrash Rabbah begins his parsha, Ahud Iksiv. Kilakach toiv nasati lachem, right? Looking at sosemes, every sosemes in this parasha. Thinking with the medrash. Kilakach toiv nasati lachem, terotzi al tazayvu. The Mishkan was the mokum of Torah. straight after Birchas HaTorah, what psukim do we say? We say Birchas Kohanim Dikah psukim. Why do we start Torah? Why do we start learning Torah with Beis Hamikdash, with Birchas HaKohanim Dikah psukim? Again, you see a connection between Torah and Avodah. In fact, the pasuk says, the pasuk Enach, in the end of the trail, something of Shem Zachari, I can't remember, the famous pasuk you all know, Kisif Se Kohen Yishmur Das, Torah Yevakshu Mepiyu. Kisif Se Kohen Yishmur Torah Yevakshu Mepiyu, Torah we get from the Kohenim, who gets Torah from the Kohenim? The Kohenim were the Baalei Torah, the Kohenim were the Baalei Avodah. We know that Torah and Avodah don't mix. There's an Avodah of Avodah, and there's the Torah. And yet you see, if you look carefully at Pnimis HaTorah, you'll see that the whole Mishkan is Kula HaMokam of Torah. So where does Torah fit in? Besides the fact that the Aron, the Luchos was an Aron, but to say that the whole Mishkan, the whole base of the Mishkan is all for the sake of the Torah, is where Torah and Avodah of the Mishkan? What's Torah going to do with the Mizbeach? What's Torah going to do with the Korbanos? What's Torah going to do with the Shulchan? What's Torah going to do with anything there? The Oymek Inyan is that Sefer Shmois, today Noam prompted me by saying that it's a very tifa parasha, so today we might delve into something tif. Maybe she helps me, we should be able to explain it or understand it. The Be'etzem, Sefer Shmois, if you look at the whole Sefer Shmois divides into two. You have the first part of Sefer Shmois that deals with Mitzrayim, and the second half of Sefer Shmois that deals with the Mishkan. In between you have Matan Torah, some are squashed in the middle of it. So what are these parts of the Mishkan? They're the parts of Sefer Shmois. Why does it begin with Mitzrayim? What's the vote of Mitzrayim in the same Sefer Shmois? The other half, the Mishkan, and Matan Torah in the middle, sandwiched in the middle. What's the Oymek HaInyan? Oh, the Oymek HaInyan is a very important Inyan, and it's mamish, it's a hakdama to learning Torah. This is mamish the parasha, like we said before. This is the parasha, and that's why you understand why the Balaturim, and everyone talks about the Mishkan as being the Mokum of Torah, and the place of what you understand, Kipshutai, then it's the place of Avodah. We know the famous Pasuk, Yidata Yom HaShavoyitza Levecha, Bashmayim Ma'al Ha'at Mitochat Einoid. Einoid, what does Einoid mean? Einoid is Einoid Milvadai. And we know that Einoid Milvadai has two Taichas. Taichas be Pshat and Taichas be Pnimis. What does Einoid mean by Pshat? Einoid means that there's no other God. There's no other Hashem Achron than that. Eibishter Rabban Shalom is the only God. What's the Tifer Pshat in Einoid Milvadai? Not that there's no other God, but there isn't anything else in the Bria other than the Rabban Shalom. So much Tifer Pshat. In other words, everything in the Bria is Rabbeinu Shalom. Al derech what we say every morning in Korbanos. Atu wa shalom nivra olam, atu mishenivra olam. What does that mean? What went on before Briyas olam? We don't know. One thing we do know, and that is that all that there was Mitzius Yisbarach. Bilti l'Hashem levadei. Bilti l'Hashem levadei. So when you have to sum up what went on before Briyas olam, bilti l'Hashem levadei. Mitzius Yisbarach v'sula nothing else. Atum Mishnevro Eilam. But today there's other things. There's a world. There's a Bria. Before there was only Mitzius Yisbarach. And now there's a belt. There's a world. There's doctors and lawyers. So where how can you see Atum Mishnevro Eilam? Atum Mishnevro Eilam is the same thing. For the Oymek Inyan is Atakeh Tavad. It's the same thing. Today, just as it was before Bria Eilam, all that there is in the world is. This is the Tifer Pshat. All that there is the Mitzius Yisbarach. Bilti Hashem Levadei. No, but you see a world. Every person has his own inyonim, has his own inyonim ishiyim, has his own private, personal things. How can you say that everything is Rabbi Nishalayim? So that's the Avodah Taka. What's the Avodah? The Avodah is doing everything in an oifen where it's built in Hashem Levadei. Hare, what do we recite in Kabbalah before we say, Atu Atchalayim Nevroilim, Atu Mishnevroilim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does that mean? Hashem Echad. Aleph, Zayin Rakim, Dalet Arba, Kamfis Ha'oretz, Echad, all that there is the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's famous Maral. Maral says, why say Echad or not Rishon? Maral says, Rishon is the first of numbers coming afterwards, right? It's the first, and then there's a two, and then there's a three. But Echad means unique. When you say Echad, means Echad, and there's nothing after that. Hashem Echad means that all that there is the Rabbeinu Shalom. How do you get to that?
Very simple.
V'aftas Hashem Elkecha, v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol moidecha. Person gives up all his ishiyot. Person gives up all his leis to Rabban Shalom, all his yetzaharas. If a person works with the Eibishter with his Yetzahara, his whole life is Kulei Rabbeinu Shalom. If a person is prepared to give up all his life, he's called Kulei Rabbeinu, he's completely misbattled. There's nothing else, there's no person there, just the Rabbeinu Shalom. If a person is prepared to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all his money, with all his mamay, so anything that the person had, his own kinyanim, is all now the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's nothing else left. So after Shema, v'haftas Hashem lekecha, we say atu at shnevroilam, atu mishnevroilam. Once you give the whole bria back to the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's exactly the same as it was before bria soilam. That's the oimik of atu at shnevroilam, v'atu hu mishnevroilam. And by the way, this is the hakdama, the korbanos. I mean, it's in the state of korbanos, but you say this just before we begin with the avaydabas v'sisaki and achoshach. That will come to in a moment. So that's in the kudu you have to understand. So there's the pasha pshat of Einoid, there's no other god, and then there's the tifer pshat, that is nothing else. Atu at shenivro ilam, atu mishenivro ilam. Oh, having said that, we can understand the chiluk between the first part of Shmois and the second part of Sefer Shmois. The first part of Sefer Shmois is being mevara the pasha pshat in Einoid Mubadah. There's no other god. Paroi made himself into a god. Mitzrayim wa oivdei lilim. So what was the birur that had to take place in Mitzrayim? The birur that had to take place in Mitzrayim was that there's no other God. The Eibishter is the only God. Posh pshat in Einoid. Einoid Mivadah. Second part of Sefer Shmois deals with the Mishkan. The Mishkan doesn't deal with the issue of Posh pshat Einoid Mivadah. The Mishkan deals with the Tifer issue, and that is Bilti Lashem. There's no other Metzias other than Metzias of Rabban Shleinu. The Mishkan is the Gilui down here of Atu Mishinivra, Elam Atu Mishinivra, Atu At Shleinivra, Atu Mishinivra. It's exactly the same thing. The Mishkan takes us back to Atu At Shleinivra, Elam, where it's very clear that all that there is the Metzias of Yisbarach. Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim. When Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim after the Makkas, after it was clearly in his barah that there's no other God, now it was ready to prepare them for the Tifer Pshat of Einod Mulvadeh. And what's that? That there's no other Metzias other than Rabbeinu Shleim. That is the Metzias called Matan Torah. Hare, when was the Torah created? What does Chazal say? The Torah was created, Tof, Kof, Ein, Dalet, Doiris, Lefnei, Bria, Zoyim. Torah is called Kula, a chunk of Atuat Shleim Nivroh Oilam. What is Torah? Torah is a piece of Atuat Shleim Nivroh Oilam. Torah is the world before the Bria, where there's Kol Kula, all there is Metzius HaYisbarach. That is what Torah is, that's where Torah comes from. Torah comes from so long before the Bria Oilam. What does the Medrash say on the Pasuk? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Ano Nafshi Kesavis Yehovis. The Eibishter, Batzmusai, that is who's the Torah? The Torah is the Eibishter. The Torah is the Rabbeinu Shleim. What else is the Torah? Nothing else. A Torah is the chunk of Atuat Shleim Nivroh Oilam. Coming from that mokim, it's not a mokim, but coming from that Metzius before Bria Oilam, where everything was Metzius Yisbarach V'Sulai, that is what Torah is. But Yerid Hashem al Hasinai means that the Eibishter brought down the Atuat Shleim Nivroh Oilam into the Atu Mishneh Nivroh Oilam. The whole musud of Klal Yisrael of Kabbalah Torah is that Klal Yisrael saw that Taka here in the Bria itself, there's nothing else other than Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. How do you prepare Klal Yisrael for Matan Torah when you take them out of Mitzrayim? You wrap them around in an anana cover. What's the anana cover? In the anana cover, there's nothing there. Where were Klal Yisrael? They wrapped around Tzilugim Imnusa, they wrapped around Rabbeinu Shalom. There was no world. Could they see a Bria Bechlan? They couldn't see a Bria. There's no geography lesson in the Midbar. There's no Bria. They're wrapped around the anana cover, and that's all there is. All there is Mitzius Yisbarach. Living in Anana Kovod when they left Mitzrayim was a hachana for Matan Torah. They ate the mon. Ruchnis takamachal. There was nothing here in Olam Hazeh. And that's how that was the hachana, and that's how they could be mekabel the Torah. It's a pelzik azach, because Rav Tzadok always says that whenever you see the Yetzahara taking you away from something, then you can learn from there what really you should be doing. Where do all the problems of Shaloi Lishma come in to play? In Torah. Learning Torah, Shaloi Lishma. Right, the Rambam passes in Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah. He's not goyer as Torah mitzvah. The Rambam says, "The only Yasa Godom, but Torah Shloim Lishma, Tach Shloim Lishma, Bal Lishma." The whole musaf of learning Shloim Lishem Shemayim is only by Torah. Why? Because what is the whole musaf of Torah? So that all there is the Rabban Shloim. So what does the Yetzer Hara want you to do? He wants you to learn Torah not for the Rabban Shloim. He wants you to learn Torah of afterward Mishnevra Ha'olam Dekoyfen, where the whole Messias of Torah is afterward Shloim Nevra Ha'olam. All there is the Rabban Shloim. So Dafka, the Yetzer Hara, makes you learn Torah for some other reason, not for the Rabban Shloim. Kilo is something else besides the Rabban Shloim. For Kovoid, for Kedela Kanter, all the Dargas of Shloim Lishma that are put down in Torah. Because the whole Mahus of Torah is Atuat Shloim Nevra Ha'olam. All there is Mitzvus Yisbarach. And that's the approach, the gisha of a person when he goes to learn Torah is that he's dealing over here with a kli, he's dealing over here with something that comes from Atzilut Nevi'im. He's dealing over here with something that's kol kuloi atu Atzilut Nevi'im, kol kuloi when there's no other Messias other than the Messias of Rabbi Nishalayna. The Nana Kovod helped them forget that there's a world around them, and it led them to the whole parasha of Kabbalah Satoyah. After Kabbalah Satorah, we got the Torah, the Shechina left us, and now we're left with the Torah. Now comes the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara tells us to learn Torah Shelo Lishma. The Yetzer Hara tells us to use Torah, forget, we can use Torah for ourselves. A person can use Talmud Torah, not for the Rabbeinu Shalom, he can learn, not thinking of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because now we needed a training ground for Torah. We needed a training ground to teach us how to learn Torah on an oifen where we feel that we're learning, that we're with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and there's nothing else in the world other than Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's called the Mishkan. That's the Musag of the Mishkan. What was the Mishkan? The Mishkan was a Pelel deGazach, like we said before. The Mishkan was a training ground for Torah. Just like we said before, that what do we say, what do we recite in Korbanos? Shema Yisrael. So after B'chol Avavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Maidecha. Once you get to that Madrega, then you're ready to say Atu Shelenivroil, Atu Mishneiram. Then the whole world is Mitzius Yisborach. The same thing is with the Mishkan. The Mishkan was a kiyum of B'chol Avavcha, Meiz Kalisha Sheidvenu Liboy, B'chol Nafshecha. That's the Indian of the Korbanos of the Mesiris Nefesh. Who b'chol mo'idecha, Zov, Kesef, and Choshes, Tcheles, Argomon. Building the Mishkan was giving away our whole Ishiyut to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Giving away the whole Bria to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Saying that there's nothing else other than the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what building the Mishkan was all about. The Seder in Torah that discusses the Mishkan, the Beit HaMikdash, the Seder Kochim. Beit HaMikdash was called the Beit HaMikdash, Lashon Kiddush. What does Kodesh mean? First of all, Kodesh means Kiddush Hashem. What's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? To give everything up to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to the Eibishter. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, that's the Beit HaMikdash. Tosfos says in Kiddushin, that what's Mikdash? Osala kul alma, what's Kiddushin? Osala kul alma kehekdish. Osala kul alma kehekdish means that there's nothing, this woman has nothing to do with the rest of the world. She's Osala kul alma kehekdish. The whole world doesn't exist, only her and her husband. That's the Indian of Kiddushin. The Indian of Kiddushin is a yichud. There's only the chosen being the skull and the chosen, and the rest of the world doesn't exist. That's the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is the mokum where all there exists is the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, the Tanai in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Biro in the Beis HaMikdash is doing everything Lishma. The first Mesechet in Kochim is Zvachim. What's the first Mishnah in Zvachim? Kol Zvachim she Nizbuchu, Shaloy Lishma, Ksherim, the Olal Baal, and Hashem Choyva. Large part of Kochim deals with Lishma, Shaloy Lishma, because that's the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the feeling that all there is the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're giving any possible Shalom Lishmos, you're giving away before you build the Beis HaMikdash. You're giving away your Zav, Kesef, and Choshes. You're giving away your Lev, your Nefesh, and your Mo'idoy. And all that's left is Bilti Lashem Levadei. The Beis HaMikdash is a Mokim where the Makar of Makinoisim Achiyim Aroitzani. It was a Makar where a Ritzoinoi, a person has to show that this is his Ratzon. There's no other Ritzoinus in the world other than Bilti Lashem Levadei. And the Beis HaMikdash was the makor of Makinoi L'Ritzoinoi, that says in the Vayikra, L'Ritzoinoi, Makinoi Sachiyom Ritzani, to be Megalat, that there's only one Ratzon, a person only has one Ratzon, that's the Ratzon to connect to HaKadosh Baruch. That's all that there is in the person. Everything else is unimportant. Everything else is B'chlal not Shaykh to the person. That's the whole Yisod We discussed it last week on a different mahalach. And so that's the whole yisod of ratzon, is to run everywhere in the Beis Hamikdash. Running, ratzon comes, rot comes from the lashon of ratzon. Ratzon means they only have one ratzon, that's the ratzon for Rabbeinu Shlomo. Bilti lashon levadei. Whatever they're doing for the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's the Indian of Ritza, that's the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash is the makrim where there's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing else. Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, was a training ground in order to be Koyin HaTorah. Torah, we just said before, is a piece of Atvat Shalai Nivra'inah. Torah is a piece of where there's only the Messias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, was a training ground to get through to that matzav, through bringing up korbanos, through the mesiris nefesh, through giving yozov, through giving nedavos, through giving everything, through being selfless, giving everything away from yourself, in order to get to the Torah, in order to get to the darg of learning Torah. Because the darg of learning Torah is this mesiris, that you've got to learn only for the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because who are you meeting when you learn Torah? You're meeting with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that's all that there is in the world. There's nothing else left in the world. If a person hasn't got time to learn, so says the Gemara Menachos, what's the yotze mitzvah Talmud Torah with? Krishma Shachris V'Arabas. Why Krishma? Because that's what we said before. What is Torah? Torah is Atuach L'Nivra Oilam. Torah is Bilti L'Hashem Levadei. What's Krishma? Bilti L'Hashem Levadei. So Krishma is the pasuk that describes the whole Torah. The whole Torah, that's Krishma. So you've only got very little time to learn, at least say Krishma, then you have a kiyum, then you're learning what the mahus of the whole Torah is. The same way as by Torah we said, that's where it's Nisoira, the whole din of Shalai Lishma. By Kochim, that's where it's Nisoira, the whole din of Shalai Lishma. Wrong Machshavas. Wrong Machshavas is what the whole Seder Kochim is all about. Shalai Lishma, Pigel, all in Yonim are the wrong Machshavas. The person has to train himself in the Beis Hamikdash to be a completely Bilti Lashon Levadei. Mele of that we can understand why the Yisod of the Mishkan is Vehikhali Truma. What's Vehikhali Truma? All the mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Shalai Lishma, Lishma. Every mitzvah has to be done Lishma. But the Yisod of the Mishkan is, it's not a T'nai in the mitzvah. That is the Mishkan. What is the Mishkan? The Mishkan is Bilti Lashem Levadei. If you understand that Li Lishmi, then you can understand the rest of the Pasuk, that you're going to give Zohar, Bechesev, and Choshes. But why? What's the purpose of all this? That's what the Baal Torah says. Truma is Torah Mem. That's what the Medrash Rabbah says. What's the whole Mishkan? A person's got to learn Torah. He's got to learn Koyin Dika Torah. A person's Torah has got to be based on Mikdash Dika Torah. And remember, straight after Birchas Torah, the psukim that you say to be Yotz Talmud Torah, Divrech Hashem Yishmerecha, Birchas Koyanim. You got to learn a Kochim Dika Torah, a Koyanim Dika Torah. Kisif Se Koyin Yishmer Das Torah Yivakshem Yipiyu. If he's learning Torah, Bechinas Koyin. He's learning Torah Lishma. When he gets into Torah, he's before Brias Olam. He's literally Brias Olam. Then that's the Torah. Torah Yivakshem Yipiyu. That's the whole bechina. That's why before Matan Torah we were called the Atim Tiyu Mamleches Koyanim the Goy Kadosh. Why are we all Koyanim? Because we just received the Torah. And when you receive the Torah, you've got to learn the Torah Kochim Dik. You've got to learn the Torah Koyan Dik Beis Hamikdash Dik. That's what the Kodesh Kadoshim was doing. We asked before, what purpose did the Kodesh Kadoshim do? What was the Kodesh Kadoshim? The Kodesh Kadoshim was a room of Atuat Shalai Nivra Olam. It was a room that's before Brias Olam. Just like Torah was created, Tov Kof Ein Dalet Doris Lefnei Brias Olam, Torah is from Darag of Atuat Shalai Nivra Olam, so that's where you put the Torah, that's where you put the Luchis. So the Torah, the Mokim of the Kodesh Kadoshim, that's the place where Torah came from. That's the place where Torah is, where we yoinik Torah from. And it was a dark room, and there you had an Oren. Avada the Oren, because Rashi doesn't have Raglayim. Raglayim means that it's Mamed itself ala Oren. No. Torah is from before there was a Brias Olam. It's Einem in Amida. Mokim Ha'orah and Sechazal was Einem in Amida. Didn't take up any room. Didn't take up any room means there's no Bria yet. It's all still the Bechin of Atuat Shalei Nivra Olam. There's nothing that's type of Mokim. Instead, there's proofs and there's Kruvim, which are Parsei can find. It's all in a massive of Aliyah, going back somewhere, going back up. The Badim, we said before, we're an intrinsic part, you aren't allowed to move them. Badim lift the Oren off the ground. The whole nest of the Oren was, the Oren was noisy, it's noisy, it carries the people who are carrying it. So the Oren is called Kula, it's a Mokum of Kodesh Kodashim, it's a Mokum that takes you out of the Bria Soila. It's called Kula, a Mokum of Atuat Shalei Nivra. Say Chazal, there were two Badim, they protruded through the Paroichas, Kishnei Dadi Ha'isha. If you look at the Tree Hashirim, you see that the Hashpah of Torah, that were Yoinik, is like a child, is a Bechinas Hashpah of Torah, to be like a child is Yoinik with Dadi Ha'isha. What's the Pshat? Now that's the Pshat. The Pshat is that the Kodesh Kodashim gave us the Yinika of Torah. When you yoinet Torah, like the tinoik, b'shtei dadi isha, when you yoinet Torah from the Kodesh Kedoshim, then you yoinet Torah hakotchim dika mahalach. Then you yoinet Torah bilti Hashem levadi dika Torah. Then you're learning the Torah, which is atavat shalai nivra ha'ilam, where all there is the Rabbeinu shalaylam. Then you don't learn Torah shalai lishma. That was the purpose. That was the purpose of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Like we said, that's why it's called Kodesh Kedoshim. Kedusha means there's nothing else other than the kala being the skala and the chotan. There's no shalai lishmos. What taka happens to a kohen gadol that walks into Kodesh Kedoshim with the wrong kavana? That's the end of him. Why? Because he's walking into a space where there's no other kavanas other than Rabbeinu Shlomo. Easy to understand al derech that we recite Krishna. We said Krishna is that derech. It's Krishna. We recite Krishna before Shemayin Esra. Shemayin Esra is connected to Oilam Atzilus. Oilam Atzilus is the oilam where there's no bria yet. There's nothing else. That's why it says the Shulchan Aruch dafka by Shemayin Esra that you got to be before you start davening. You got to be take away all your other kavanas and you got to have a clear head for davening Shemayin Esra. So what do we do to get into a bilti Hashem levade to commode before Shemayin Esra? We recite Shema. That's what Shema does. Shema is the Torah of Bilti Lashem Levadai. Hashem Echad, all there is the Ritzon Yitzbach. And then you can get into a mode of Bilti Lashem Levadai. That's the Darga of Kodesh Kedosh. And that's taka the second half of Sefer Shmois. The second half of Sefer Shmois is that a training ground to learn that Torah and to make a shidduch between Atwat Shaloi Nivra Olam and Atu Mish Nivra Olam. So even when we're living in the Olam, but nevertheless we're still learning the Torah, is still taking us into Atwat Shaloi Nivra Olam, and we're oblivious to the world like by the Anana Kavod, and we're learning a Torah of Lifnei Bereis Olam. But the Kodesh Kedoshim Taka we didn't really have access to. For that you needed the Menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the b'chinas Kodesh Kedoshim. Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Ishalakim. Moshe Rabbeinu is the b'china of Nifnei Bris Oil. Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't find him eating. Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Shemayim, Mem Yoim, Mem Laila, Lechem Layochel, Mayim Layshosa. Moshe Rabbeinu went to get the Torah. That's what Malachim said. The Torah is so many Doras, Lifnei Bris Oil, why are you giving it to a person? Moshe Rabbeinu went to get the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Kodesh Kedoshim Dekiyid. Michil Tataka says beferish that Moshe Rabbeinu had access to the Kodesh Kedoshim whenever he wanted. Therefore, when he was the first Kohen Gadol Taka, he was the first Kohen Gadol, he was the Melech of Torah, and the whole Tachlis of the Mishkan is learning Torah on a massive of Lifnei Bri'as Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu was in that Madrega, so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kodesh Kedoshim Dikah. Therefore, the Gemara says in Yuma that which begodim did he serve in the first 7 days of the Mishkan, when the Mishkan was set up? He served the Big Day Lovin of Kodesh Kedoshim Dikah begodim. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kodesh Kedoshim Dikah begodim. Aaron HaKohen makes Kalim for that Darga of Torah to bring it down into our level. So that we can live our lives and learn Torah Bilti Lashem Levadi. Aaron HaKohen is the Or of the Menorah. The Or of the Menorah has Raglaim. Menorah has Raglaim. The Menorah has, the Aaron doesn't have Raglaim. Kodesh Kedoshim is Atuat Shaloi Nivra Olam. But the Menorah is Atu Humish Nivra Olam. The Menorah brings the Or from the Kodesh, from the Orin, from the Kodesh Kedoshim, and it's the Or Menorah has Shloisha Raglaim, and the Menorah brings the Atuat Shlinivra Olam into Atu Mishnivra Olam, which means that the Menorah is the Koyach that gives us to learn Torah and to live in the world and to live everything off Bilti Lashem Levadi. That everything we're doing for Bilti Lashem Levadi. That the Torah we're learning should be a Torah that's called Kula Lishma. Not just Moshe Rabbeinu, but even Aaron HaKohen, who represents Klal Yisrael. Hari, the Balatanya says that Moshe Rabbeinu was completely nizbatlis to HaKadosh Baruch. He had no tainug in Avodas Hashem. He was a complete nizbatlis. That's not what the Eibishter wants from the Klal Yisrael. What the Eibishter wants from Klal Yisrael is that we should bring down the Dargo of Bilti Lashem Levadai into our day-to-day lives. Then when we eat, there should also be a Bilti Lashem Levadai. And that's why the Menorah was shining onto the Shulchan. Now even Mishas Achila, what does the Mishnah say? That a person is oichel and the oimer of Dibrei Torah, so he's eating from the Mizbeach. He's doing a Maisa Achila, but it's Bilti Lashem Levadai. And everything a person does should be Bilti Lashem Levadai. That's the Or, that's the Chelek of Torah that the Menorah has. And that's the Menorah Taka had to have Raglaim. And that was the Moridik Avoidah. The Moridik Avoidah of Aaron HaKohen. He wasn't just Mavlik the Neris, he was also Meitiv the Neris. Meitiv HaTobas the Neris means he made Kalim. He made Kalim. He prepared Kalim. Preparing Kalim means preparing to take Torah from a Mamad HaMatzah of Lifnei Bria's Olam to a Mamad HaMatzah to fit into the Kalim of the Bria. That's the Menorah that has Raglaim and has Kalim. He's Mavlik or Meitiv as the Neris. So Takatu Bechinat of Torah in the Mishkan. There's the Aron and there's the thing, but the Aron is Mamad HaSinai. The Aron has the Luchis. That's the Aron is the Bechinat Mamad HaSinai. That brings down the Atuat Shleini Vayram down to this world. And Aaron brings it into our lives. It brings the Bilti Lashon Avad into our lives. That's the difference between living a life of Torah and living a life of not of Torah. And this week's parasha, Dakar, Avoid Nas Hashem, and this week's parasha is Pasha to learn Torah because it's Bilti Lashon Avad. We're learning Torah because that's the Rabbeinu Shleini. If you learn Torah, then you realize that the whole Bria is called Kulei Bilti Lashon Avad. You realize that Atua Chalei Nivra, Atua Mishnivra. But without Torah, without getting a Ha'ara from a chunk, from a Chaticha that comes from so many doors, Nifnei Bria Sa'olam, without learning Torah that comes from a Mamad and Atua where there wasn't anything else, a person lives in this Bria and thinks that this Bria is a ribui of different things. Lishma, Mishalei Lishma, Lashem Ziz, Lashem this, Lashem the other. And if a person is Misamik in Torah, but learning Torah in a Mikdash, in a Koyandika level, on a Bismikdashika level, on a Birchas Koin at the level, on a Sisi Das, Sisi Koin Yishu Das, Torah Makshim Yipiyu, is then, he's learning Torah, Kula L'Shem Shemayim. So the Tak of the Mishkan was only a Kli, was only a training ground to be able to learn Torah properly. So this we can understand, those are the three Bechinas. The beginning of Shmois is the first Shat of Einod Melvadoi, end of Shmois is the second Shat of Einod Melvadoi. What's the transition from the first Shat to the second Shat? What takes us from Pashup Shat to the Tifer Shat? What was sandwiched in the middle, which is a chaticha from Atuat Shalei Nivra Oilam, something coming from the Fnei Briyas Oilam down to us. And the Mishkan was the hachana and giving everything up to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Mitzvus Nefesh of Vechol Avokcha, Vechol Nafshach, Vechol Meidecha, giving it up to the Rabbeinu Shalom in order to be able to learn Torah properly. So with that,
why was the Mishkan before the Torah?
No, Shad is the first Kol Zman Torah was there before Briyas Oilam. We were living in a world of Atuhu. So then Maimed Asinai brought that down. But what's our gisha to it? How can we prepare ourselves for it? Our Maimed Asinai was a Maimed that came and went. Right? How do we get ourselves into that Torah? So the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you a room called Kodesh Kadosh. In other words, without Kodesh Kadosh, there was a Maimed Asinai. Kodesh Kadosh took the Maimed Asinai and made it Kavu Adam Hina Elam Hadi.
So why don't we get
the Hachana
first and then...
It was the Anana Kovet. The Mishkan is making sure, living with it, of Oifim Kavua. That's the difference. Anana Kovet was the Hachana, there's nothing else besides the Rabbeinu Shlomo. But now on a day-to-day basis, we're living in a world of Mishnevra Ha'ilam, and there it is, for that you have a Mishkan. And the Mishkan was a bayit, was a Mokum Kavua down here. Without that, the Torah doesn't stay. That chelik of Torah doesn't stay. As the Sfarim say, why does the word Torah start with the word base, letter base, Bereshis Bar Lakim? Because you've got to take the Torah and put it into a base, put it into a bias. But otherwise, the Mamad HaSinai, otherwise we're living in a world of Mishnevra Olam, we've got no access. Rambam says in Chagig, the Mishnah Chagig, Bereshis Mishnah, he's not allowed to think about what went on before Bereshis Olam. What went on before Bereshis Olam, that's not Chalal Na'at, it's not Shaykh to us. Torah says, it is Shaykh to us. You learn Torah, it's Shaykh to us. That's where Torah comes from. The Torah, the Mishkan is a way of living that life, boy from Kavua. I'm sure you've all heard of the Moedei Gebach. Moedei Gebach and Birchas HaTorah. And the Kafi, what was said over here, at least we can start understanding the Bach. The Bach brings the famous Chazal. What does Chazal say? Chazal say, what was the first place to make the Shnechrov? It says the first Beis Hamikdash was Nechrav because of the Ovoin of Sinas Chinom. Oh, that's Sinas Chinom, I mean, of Shalei Baruch HaBatayr Tchila. Shalei Baruch HaBatayr Tchila. The Freig de Bach, the famous Kasha, what's the big chet? What's the big chet of Shalei Baruch HaBatayr Tchila? Where is it? Ikir etzmua loma yatzach hazoyis la'anishim bo'inish godel shalei borcha b'tayr tchila shor chorin aver kala. So listen to the words of the Bach and see, to be, after what we've said, I think we can understand the oimik in the Bach. This is Torah shebenigla. This is mamish pshat. V'nira says the Heligo Bach, the kavanosi is barach me'oilam hoysa sh'niya oiskim b'tayr k'shtei sh'tis atzem nishmoseinu ba'atzis v'ruchnias o'kedushas m'kor moitzei ha'tayr. What's the whole tachlis giving us the Torah? That our neshamot should be nisatzeim with the makor moitzi haTorah for where the Torah comes from. Milifnei Briyas Olam. V'lechei nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah emes liyisrael b'matana kedei shetizdabek nishmaseinu v'gufeinu b'ramach yivorim v'shasa gidim b'ramach mitzvus esei b'shasa gidim loitzatzei shebetorah. In other words, who is the Adam? What are our ramach yivorim? Ramach mitzvus esei. What are our shasa? Who is the Adam? The Adam's Torah. If a person doesn't learn Torah, that it's kula built in Hashem Ravada, it's called kula elakut. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be more. You always can Torah lakavona azois, him hoyu merkobo v'heichal l'shchinos yizbarach, shohisa shchina mamish bekirbom. Ki heichal Hashem eimo haimo, ho bekirbom mamish, hoisa shchina kivas yirasa ba'oreth, and then ye kishur l'pamalya shal mal l'pamalya shal mata v'hoya mishkan echot. Aval, ata she'ovru choyik zeh, shalei osku b'Torah, kiim l'tzorach hadvarim hagashmiim. What are from hagashmiim? Lay the hadinim to know the halachas. L'tzorach maton, maton. That calls chum beis amigdash. Gam leis gois laharis chochmosom, v'le nitzkavnu l'tzatzim l'tzdavik b'kedushas v'ruchnis ha'Torah. Kedei shetal l'nishmosom l'madrega g'doyla, hini b'zeh osu pirut. And that's what calls the chum beis amigdash. What was the time? What's the midah keneged midah of Beis Hamikdash? I mean, why should that cause Chorban Beis Hamikdash? The Torah says, Heinei Nadvarim. What was the Mishkan? What was the Beis Hamikdash? Beis Hamikdash was a massive training ground to learn Torah and a massive ability of Hashem Levada. That's what comes out from the whole of that Torah. But that was the whole Mishkan, that was the whole Beis Hamikdash. So if you learn Torah the Hanasa, you're not using the Beis Hamikdash. You're learning Torah Shaloi Lishma. You're not using the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is training you how to learn Torah on a massive ability of Hashem Levadai. And there's nothing else other than the Rabbeinu Shalom. So if you're learning Torah Shalom Shema, what do you need a Mishkan? What do you need a Beis Hamikdash for? Learn Torah, learn Shalom Shema, learn it Lahana Asai, without a Beis Hamikdash. That calls Chorban Beis Hamikdash. Pelodiki Yisad, when a person learns Torah, he has to learn Torah thinking that now I'm studying Torah, ability of Hashem Levadai. Like everybody says, that the Gra says, that Osid Lava, not Osid Lava, doesn't go up to Shemayim, they say, Kovata Ita B'Torah. Right? They ask him, why B'Torah? Because when you're in Torah, it's got to be B'Torah. They're not asking you, did you learn every day? That's not the Shaila up there. Alright? The Shaila is that when you were learning, were you B'Torah? Were you inside the Torah? Were you oblivious to the world? Were you in the Oilam, Shalifnei Briyas Oilam, where there's no Oilam B'Chlav? Were you in the Atuat Shalayne B'Oilam or not when you were learning Torah? That's the Shaila. Because that's what Matan Torah was. That's what Birchas HaTorah is. Were you learning Torah b'oifin shel Beis Hamikdash? Were you learning Torah b'oifin shel Kohanim? When you recite the Birchas HaTorah every day and then you said Yerech Hashem Yishmercha, did you remind yourself of the Beis Hamikdash on the Mishkan where there was Kol Kula in Ratzoneinu Lasses Ratzoneinu Yisbarach, and that's all that matters in the world? Did you give your Zohar and Chesed and Choshes? Did you say Krishma in Korbanos? And that's what we said at the beginning of the Shir. That's why we recite this. After Shulay Nivratum Shnivra. What's it Akdama to? It's Akdama to Korbanos. Straight after that we start Korbanos. That's Akdama. That's the whole Beis Hamikdash. The whole Beis Hamikdash was Atuat Shulay Nivra and Atu Humish Nivra. So first you say Shema, you give everything to Rabbanu Shalom, then Atuat Shulay Nivra, Atu Humish Nivra, and then we go straight to Korbanos. Because that's exactly what the Beis Hamikdash was. I Korbanos is avoided, not Torah. What's the tzayach of avoidah? Tzayach of avoidah is to prepare ourselves. Avoidah means we're getting rid of our own ishiyot in order that we should have only one ishiyot, and that is the ishiyot of Torah. That's the name of last is Ritzanecha. There's no other cheshvan other than Bilti Lashem Levadai. If a person is not zoychat, if a person chas v'sham learns Torah shalei lishma, then he's going against Torah, he's going against avoidah. Two inyanim that you find in shalei lishma. By Torah and by Kodesh, the first mission in Zvachat. And therefore, if a person realizes they haven't got much time to learn, says the Gemara Menachos, say Krishma. Say Krishma. Krishma is the ambassador of Torah. If you want to know what the headline of Torah is, the headline of Torah is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Headline of Torah is that all it is Ritzono Yisbarach. That's why we needed the Torah. Without the Torah, we would have stayed with the same emunah. There's only one Hashem. There's only one God. Ein Oid Milvadoi. There's only one Hashem. There's only one Hashem. Came along the Torah as Mechadish to us that there's nothing other than the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. And that we needed something constantly to help us and to be mechazak us and to train us, and that's why we had a mishkan. That's why we start davening every day to have korbanos. Without korbanos, without hakrovas korbanos, without a bit of mingdash, because we're living a life in an olam of ribui. We're not living a life of learning Torah. Today should tis atzen nishmaseinu ba'atzmas v'ruchnis ho kedushas mekoyer moitzi atayah. It's like a kol kulay, a parsha of Torah. We have to try to take this avodah and to apply that avodah in our whole life. If a person gets up in the morning and says, and negel vasa is the first mitzvah, why is the first mitzvah negel vasa? Because negel vasa is yadayim, maisa yadayim. That's productivity. These are our maisa that we do every day. We say straight away by nakhlin, we say straight away that we're being malad after a bunch of them. Everything we do, everything we think of doing, we think of eating, we think of taking a sefer to the table. We think of everything we're doing, we think of doing it in a bilti lashem devadadika. Then we're living in the oil moid. Where are we getting the koyach to do all that? There's two poles sticking, protruding the peroiches, kashtei dadei isha. We're getting a yinika from the kodesh kodashim, we're constantly getting a yinika from atuat shalei nivra oilam. And then we're taking the Atu Atshlei Nivra Olam, and we're internalizing it into the Atu Mishin Nivra Olam. And then our Menorah shines on the Shulchan, the Parnasa, and the Torah, and everything is together, everything's together to make a recover of the Shechinah Kedusha. And that's Api Pnimis HaTorah, that's the Havoida. We know there's Olam Atzilus, and then there's Diyah, Briya Tziyah Atziyah. Whole Tachlis, there's Atzilus, which is Kula Rabbeinu Shleilam, nothing out there. And then there's Biyah, and then there's Briya Tziyah Atziyah. And the Tachlis is to bring the Olam Atzilus down to Biyah. In other words, even when we're down here, we're in Megala, there's nothing else other than the Rabbeinu Shleilam. When Sheikh Tzidkenu, Mr. Shem will come, Ve'yove, Ve'yigoleinu, and then we realize, and then it will mamish be seen, how when we hear the trees, the leaves rustling, we'll hear the shira, and we hear the dogs barking, we'll hear their shira that they're singing, suddenly we'll see that the etzem, the taka, wasn't anything else in the bria. It was all an optical illusion, it was all a mirage, like the Hail Galta Rebbe Balatanya, and the Yom Misasa, we looked out the window, which is basically what his whole teaching was, Teres Chabad, so that everything there is all the etzem is all hastara, but everything is all a likus, the bria is full of likus, and the Yom Misasa, he looked out the window, he says, he doesn't see a bria anymore. He doesn't see a bria anymore because the whole Torah of a person throughout his life all accumulates beyond Tirasa, and that's how he's nostalgic from his world. See, Taka didn't see. Taka saw a world of Atuat Shalei Nivra. Taka didn't see anything in this bria other than Mitzuyusa His Baruch. But there's a Hastara, we're living through a big optical illusion, a big mirage. It looks like there's a world, it looks like there's a Bria, and therefore Ebrish gave us these parashas to be mechazak ourselves, that really is only built to Lashon Levada. There's nothing taka in the Bria. We have to try to focus on everything we do, that it should be, Nasas Nachas Ruch, Tzoynis Ruch, Shmayana, Achas Kamo, Kamo, we're learning Torah, which Torah, if you learn Torah, Shloy Lishma, that's why there's such Sharfa Lashonim. You're Gashmiizing a Chelek which belongs to Atshalay Nevra Oilam. It's like a kafir. In it's like you say, even before Briyas Oilam, there were other things as well. That's mamish a terrible zach. Therefore, Torah is very dangerous. The Gemara says Torah is either Sama Dechaya or Sama Demoisa. You can't play around with Torah. Either it's Sama Chaim or Sama Mavis. The person learns Torah, Shalai Lishma, he's taking a chunk of Lifnei Briyas Oilam and he's putting other zachim in there. And there wasn't anything else there. It's much deeper. Come here, I don't know whether it's late now. Is somebody there? Leon? That's the Nakuda. That's the whole Nakuda of Adar. That's the whole Nakuda. It's very Bekitzu. I want to say very Bekitzu. That's the whole Nakuda of Adar. Adar is Aleph Dar. Aleph is Aluf Shalom. Aleph is what? The first Oyth. Aleph means that there's nothing else there than the Rabban Shalom. Dar is Milosh and Dira. You've got to bring the Aleph into the Dar, into the Dira. That's the whole about the Mechis Amalek. What's the difference between Amalek and all the other nations? All the other nations are Mitzrayim Dika. What does it mean? It means that they're all trying to say, you know, Seder, Klal Yisrael has their bunch Shleilam, we have ours. That's all the other Ummah Shleilam say. Amalek doesn't say Amalek is much deeper. Do you know what Amalek is? Amalek tries to say that he's a Bechina of Bilti Him Levadei Rahman HaNitla. He's mamed himself in the Makoyim of Bilti Levadei. You see, the Haman's got everybody bowing down for him. Where did he get that chutzpah that if one person doesn't bow down to him, he says, V'chol zeh nenu shavli. The Teretz is because he's trying to be mamed himself in the mamed amatzav of the Atuat Shalei Nivra Olam. He's trying to say that he is it and there's nothing else there. Hitler yimach shemoy. He conquered Europe, he conquered countries like flies. But he had to take on Russia. What do you have to take on Russia, you Meshugana? You got the most of the world already. No, the vot of Amalek is that there's only him, there's nothing else. And there's another power in the world? Can't be such a thing. Only him. Their mamad, that's why they're such a tifa soina. Their mamad themselves, they're not saying that there's another God. They're saying that there's only them, Rahman al Islam. And therefore, their has to come in the month of Adar. Because the month of Adar is the month where we bring the Aleph. Only Aluf Ishloilam, only Rabbeinu Shloilam, one, Aleph, one. Only Rabbeinu Shloilam, one to this Briya. There's only Rabbeinu Shloilam. And he says there's only him. There's no room for both of them. Yaakov and Esau, because they're kong, they're noifel. There's no room for the Rabbeinu Shalom and Amalek. No room for Rabbeinu Shalom and Amalek. That's why there's no room for a Balgaiv and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right? We like we heard from Mechel Zilber. The Koysel is Rosh HaTevis. Nafshi ka'ofel ha'kol tiyah. The Mokim HaShchina, the Gaiva comes from Edom. Gaiva is Edom. Why is Gaiva Edom? Because that's what Esau was. Right? He's got to have everything. He's got to have everything. He's going to be everything. And if not, Chozein and Ashavim. So Mela Adar is Aleph Dar. When there's Aleph Dar, when we bring the Aleph, that is only the Rabbeinu Shleilam, then Haman doesn't find this. That's why Amalek has to have a Mechia of Amalek. Mochai Timcha, erasing means that there's no Zeich. Because in the Oilam Shalifnei Briyas Oilam, there's nothing else there than the Rabbeinu Shleilam. there's nothing else there than the Rabbi Shalom. Amalek says he's there. He's not like the other nations that say that there's a Bria and there's a God and there's another God. He says he's there. He is Atuat Shalai Nevra Ha'ilam Rahman al Islam. Therefore, by him there's only a Mechir. Because the Snei Bria Sa'ilam, there wasn't anything other than the Rabbi Shalai. So that's the Mechir of Amalek. That's the Mechir of Amalek. Who's Moich Amalek? It's Yosef. Yosef is the Bechin of Shem Shemaim Shagal B'Piv. Mitzrayim, in the worst place, is Shem Shemaim Shagal B'Piv. In Yosef's life, there's only the Rabbi Shalai. He's in jail, Shem Shemaim Shagal B'Piv. Yosef is Moichah, Ein Zarah Shal Eitzav, Neufel Ela Bidei, Ein Zarah Shal Eitzav, Neufel Ela Bidei, Zarah Shal Yosef. Adar is the Chodesh of Yosef, Adar is the Chodesh of Yosef, we're going to a Chodesh of Shem Shemaim, Shogah Batif. Wherever we go, whatever we're doing, we can be the King of Mitzrayim, we can be wherever we're doing, whatever rank we are, it's Shem Shemaim, Shogah Batif. Bilti Lashem Levadai. Atuat Shalai Nivra Olam, here in the Atu, Mishan Nivra Olam. And then that's why Homer stop the building of the Beit HaMikdash. How does the Targum Sheni begin? Bayom Ahim Gidla Melech Achshverosh is Haman. Why Bayom Ahim? Says the Targum, Haman made a special trip from Shushan to Yerushalayim to stop them rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash. We know that the Koyrish started rebuilding it and Haman stopped it. Why did Haman stop it? Because that's the thought of the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash is a makam of Bilti Lashem Levadoi. Haman is Bilti Him Levadoi. So he and the Beit HaMikdash, there can't be two of them at the same time. So he made a special trip to Shushan to stop the building of the Beis HaMikdash. He wants to be in the Spashim everywhere. And what was his demise? He tried taking over Achashverosh. Hagam Lichboish, Esamalka, Imi Babayis. Again, the same mistake as Hitler made in Meshuggah. You've got the whole Bria. You have to take on Russia. Haman, you've got everybody bound down. You have to take over Achashverosh as well. He has to be under. He's the king. No, it's got to be him and only him. And otherwise, hold in and shut him. So his demise, his mechia is when it's Hagam Lichvish, it's Amalke Imi Babois. He wants to take over from Achashverosh in Achashverosh because he can't bear that there's something else. Because he corresponds to Bilti Him Levadai. Yimach Shemoy Vizay. We have to mechazak ourselves in Bilti Hashem Levadai, and then we'll be Zoychem et Hashem to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and Meher Bimeinu Amen. Such a difficult sign. Because that's Torah. So the Tzaddik always says, you see where the strong. Sorry, Leon. You see where the Yetzer Hara is. That's what you have to work on. Right? Yetzer Hara, other things, he just says, don't do it. He doesn't tell you not to learn. He tells you to learn Shalei Lishma. Why? Because then you're being oikav. Then Chas V'Shalom, you're putting yourself into Hatuat Shalei Nevra Olam. And that you mustn't do. You mustn't delve into those subjects. No, only one thing we're allowed to know about it. There's nothing else other than the Rabbi Shalom. So this is coming from there. This is tof kof ein dar is coming from there. So all we know when we open the sefer is that the Torah is in the Bria, the Rabbi Shalom. And if we learn Torah properly, then when we go to bed, it's also only with the Rabbi Shalom. We take a sefer next to our bed. And we eat, we take a sefer next to the bed. A rich man amongst them, like he can't sit down to meal. There's no visa site. You remember last year Purim Suda, he was completely a sugar. He sat down, he washed. You know, and read the forum, like a table without forum is not a table. You can't eat food. Shadis, everything is built Lashon Havadai. So if there's Torah on the table, so then you can eat. If there's no Torah on the table, then it's not built Lashon Havadai. Tzadikim who are edled out to this whole thing here. He comes back from shul Friday night. He first thing before he comes to the table, to Shom Alech, he browses through his farm shrine. He takes a few farm to the table, then he goes and sings Shom Alech. That's an akuda. Everything that's the menorah. Menorah shines. It's all yoinit makodesh kodashim. So we have to begin. What was the most important part of Beis HaMikdash? Not seeing them as beach chitzoin, bustling with activity. The most important, the whole Beis HaMishkan was the kodesh kodashim. The rest of it was all a training ground to get Yonika from the Kodesh Kodosh. Oh, so when you get to the Pele Elyon, that's why Aleph is Melashon Pele. Why is Aleph in Melashon Pele? Because Pshat is, that's like we discussed last week, 2 weeks ago, I don't remember. When you get to the Matzah where there's nothing else there yet, and then it's the Matzah of an Apoch, then you can, once there's a Bria, remember that Shmuz, 2 weeks ago? Once there's a Bria, so you got this and you got the other. The whole vote of an Atachu is when you go into the Shoresh before Bria Olam, then you can do what you want. Because there's no Bria yet. Then you can change things the way you want. That's the whole Pele. Aleph is Miloshim Pele. Aleph means Mishalay Nevra Olam. The Torah starts with Beit. Bracious starts with Olam HaBria. Hasilas is with an Aleph. Aleph is with his nose. Aleph is the same Oasis as Pele. Yedea Hoya Betzalel. Why was Betzalel chosen to build the Mishkan? Yedea Hoya Betzalel. Oasis Shenivru Bem Shemayim Ba'aretz. So Betzalel saw the shirish of the Briyas Olam before Briyas Olam. That's what it says. Bital could build a Mishkan, which is a b'chin of Atwa, Shaloi Nivra Oilam. If you just know the Bria, if you just know concrete, so then you can't build a Mishkan. You have to know before the Bria. You have to know the Oitzis, Shenivra, Mishmarot, and then you can build the Bria. And Fakir, the whole Beis HaMikdash was a Mokum of an Apichu. I don't want to go on beyond time. A person came to the Beis HaMikdash as a Rosh, he walked out of Tzadik, Mechaya. Right, what we say in the Pizmoinim, in the Tanezim, you say, oh, when there is a Beis HaMikdash, it's Adam Choyta, he's a Rosh, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, brings up a carbon, walks out of Tzadik. Mechaya, right? It's a human washing machine. Achshav she'in lana v'otze pshatnet, a person walked into the Beis HaMikdash, was chal in him of an Apich. He walked into the Beis HaMikdash, a Rosh, and came out of Tzadik. Why? Because he walked into a Mokka, which was Atot Shalei Nivra Oilam. The Hilgir of Melech, Noam HaMelech writes, to the Gemara says, Moit Kotan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyze Tzadik mevatel. Eich this baby is goyzen a tzaddik from a vatel exam from a bunch later. So no matter because those tzaddik can get to the mokim so high before there's anything there. And made at that mokim there's nothing doing it. That's how they a vatel exam. That's the sod. To get to a venapichu, you have to go back to the shayrish. That's where in Moynan. Where's the shayrish of dinim? Shayrish of dinim is in bina, and in bina is the hamtaka of the dinim. If you go to the shayrish of anything, then you have the hamtaka. Then the mar becomes mosik. Matan Torah was coming from that. So therefore, straight after Matan Torah, they took Mayim Masukim, Mayim Morim, they took an eitz, which was Mar, they threw the eitz into the Mayim, and there was the Chalav and Apichu, that the Mayim became Mayim Masukim. So when you're dealing with Atuach Shalim Nivra Ha'ilam, then you're dealing with a Mam, with a Matzah, where there's nothing there yet, and then it's all clay, you can do what you want with it. That's the whole vote of an Apichu. That's the whole vote of the Tshuva Mi'ava, Zdoinis Naska Zochiyos. That's the truth. The Shoresh of an Apichu is the Doinus can become in the Beis HaMikdash. The Doinus can become Zochiyos. Gevaltige Sach, right? Kedushas Levi, the Rishonim becoming Tzadikim. Kedushas Levi lived his whole life in an Apichu. With Avot Yisrael, he saw the biggest Rasha. Wow! Just imagine when he does Tshuva, he's going to be the biggest Tzadik. Tzadikim, they lived their lives. The Beis HaMikdash took a life. The Beis HaMikdash took a life. They were living oil of an Apichu. That's the sign of a Molik. That's a Machay Timchem. Even if a behemoth, if there's one behemoth of a Molik, then it's like saying that behemoth belongs to Atuach. Everything of a Molik, Ilu, belongs to Atuach Le Nivra, the Shitosle. And therefore there mustn't be a thing there, because there wasn't anything there left Nivri Atoy. Aleph, Dar. Chaydesh Adar. Chaydesh. Chaydesh. Moray de Kabach, the Mamishalach. The Bach doesn't explain why it's midah k'neged midah. Terrible aveira. The whole tachlis of Torah. Well, why is it called chum es amigdash? Bring frogs. Bring the kinim or of deva. Why chum es amigdash? That is the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is, but there's nothing else other than Rabbanu Shalom and Hilan Torah. You learn that you don't need the Beis HaMikdash. So a person has to be so careful. In Torah, some achayim and some amoves, he's dealing with something which comes from Atuat Shalom and Hilan. If somebody asks you, tell me one pasuk that speaks out the whole Torah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's clear. And Atuat Shalei Nivra, Atu Mishne. What did the Torah look like? Yeah. There's no Islam in this Torah. Right? It was clear. What then? There's a different Islam shiurs. I mean, the Melochim have a certain Islam shiurs. The Torah is all different levels. Moshe Rabbeinu told Melochim, says lo yisignoiv. Melochim wants to know the Torah says lo, but they have a different Tzirufi Oisius. I mean, the Torah is kulei shmoisu shlakot
shlok. Something like we have it on the
board, aren't there? Different Tzirufi Oisius are there. Different Tzirufi Oisius. The Sefer Yetzirah, right? The Sefer comes from Avraham Avinu. That Sefer Yetzirah, the Sefer, the whole Sefer, the Sefer Tzirufi Oisius. That's why you can create a world. You can create a golem. You can create an igla tilta. You can create with a sefer yitzira. So now I'm used to create an igla tilta every Arab Shabbos. Sefer yitzira. That's the mokra ever. Moridik achrayis. Pachadik achrayis. Talking to myself. Moridik achrayis. To learn Torah. Ichuli truma. Torah mem. Ichuli. It's not ichuli. It's probably problematic. Very hard. Loilam yasa godam. But it's got to be mitzvah shalom l'shma yavah l'shma. That's Maseches Vachim. That's the beginning of Maseches Vachim. It's not of kachim, it's l'shma and shalom l'shma.